This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not part of the, and the way you become part of the solution is get informed. Then engage. I spoke to a Rotary group this morning. And they are concerned about seeing much of what we're seeing, whether you're in a larger city, a smaller city, what have you. They are still doing things via Zoom. But one of the things that seems to come up at these meetings that I go to and speak at is the fact that they don't know how to, well, they say they don't know how to get engaged. They don't know what it's going to take to change things. Well, part of it is getting informed. Find out what groups are meeting in town, where they're meeting. That's how you find out how to get. You might find something that just tickles you, and that's what you want to do, and it's what you have a passion for, and you can go get involved and help out and make things happen. We don't fix this unless we get engaged. You know, Tom was right. Nothing changes unless you make that change close, you know what I'm saying? Close to your home. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7. You think Nancy will rip up Joe's speech tonight? Oh, I probably not. You know, I wonder if Ted Cruz will do that. And I hope Tim Scott, when he gets a rebuttal speech later on, I hope he's all over this like white on rice. I hope he doesn't let them get away with anything. Joey B. said earlier that the American Jobs and Families Plan can be implemented without increasing the deficit. How? He's calling for higher taxes on corporate America and the wealthiest Americans. Why do they always have to foot the bill? Right? And we've heard this before, you know, if you earn less than $400,000, you won't see a tax increase. Yeah, that's going to work. Is that gross earnings? Is that net earnings? What is that? No, really, seriously. If you're a small business owner, that's an easy number to hit. Right? And when he was talking about how much the Jobs Act was going to help tonight, yeah, some of you beat me to the punch, only 9% of that money is coming back to us. I think it was 9 or 11, ultimately. If that's the case, how does that help America as a whole? Why aren't our people getting more of our tax money? Do you know what I'm saying? We're gonna reform corporate taxes so they pay their fair share. Well, ultimately, God, please enlighten me. What exactly is their fair share? And you want them to help you pay for public, because the government's been so good at taking care of the money and make sure the money goes to the right places that it doesn't get wasted, aren't they? Biden says expanded child tax credits will help over 65 million children in these United States. He wants an extension of the credit, which was included in the American Rescue Plan. Now, Biden touts his plans for universal preschool for children ages 3 and 4. And tuition-free community college program. Just free. Give it to them free. Everything's free. Free, 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 free. Because you know how much people really appreciate stuff they get for free, don't you? And everybody will come up with a story, that one person, that one cousin, uncle, aunt, friend, that won a scholarship and they did such a great job going through there, got their degree and now they're out helping the community. They just don't tell you about the other 30,000 that bounced from, you know, major to major to major, got all kinds of grant money, not paying it back, and that's your tax dollars. Look, I have no problem, truly, if somebody goes to college for a degree that is useful in the community, is really, and let's say that they stay in that profession 10 years, and they dedicate so much time locally, I'm just throwing stuff out there, then maybe, yeah, I'd be interested in wiping out the rest of the debt, or their debt. But to say, go ahead and wander through the college system, figure out what you want to do at some point in time, and we'll pay for it all. It doesn't work. It will not work. Right? Here's another one. He said, you want to show up your spine? The National Institute of Health should create an advanced research wing to develop breakthroughs for diseases such as cancer and Alzheimer's. Do you really think that a government-run program is going to move faster, move through R&D faster than if you give grant money to? There's a perfect example. Work with independent or, you know, private companies to make this happen. I personally believe not that they have a total cure. I know some of you will laugh at me. But I think they're a lot closer to a cure for cancer than they let on. You know, you read bits and pieces of articles. I don't get stuck listening to one station, one channel. Now look, you made it almost an hour. Yeah, total hour. And, but when you look at this, you look at what's going on. Right, look how many millions of dollars, like $1 billion would they lose if all of a sudden there's a cure for cancer? Maybe a one-shot vaccine cure. Maybe double shot, maybe? I don't know. I mean, seriously, if you got cancer, and they've got some experimental drugs out there that like Dr. Gerard Lomero, it helped him tremendously. It had some side effects, but the best effect was that he was still alive, or still alive, and doesn't have cancer. Anyway, we'll go through some more of Joey B's speech after the break. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, give us a call. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. We'd love to know what you have to say. And, you know, I'm looking at these people that are just oohing and eyeing over Joe. And you have to try to figure out, do they really understand what's going on here? Do they really understand what he's doing? Who he's doing the bidding for? I mean, think about this comment that Joe made tonight. Let this sink in for a second. Joey says that America needs to put aside divisions, and we need to unite. He said the autocrats are betting that American democracy will fail. Well, first of all, we're not a democracy, so yeah, I guess so. He said in another era when our democracy was tested, Franklin Roosevelt reminded us that in America we do our part. That's all I'm asking. You know, John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, he didn't ask you what you needed the country to do for you. He didn't tell you to ask, hey, what do you want us to do for you? What do you want the government to do for you? He turned it on them, right? I mean, you all know the famous speech. You haven't heard that, though, have you? We haven't heard that again for quite some time. He said, if we all do our part, if we all do it, then we will meet the central challenge of the age by proving that democracy is durable and strong. No, democracies don't last. Okay? Constitutional republic will last if you make it, if you truly allow it to work. But when he says Americans need to put aside divisions and unite, you have Maxine Waters telling senators to shut up. Or telling other elected officials to shut up. I think it was Jim Jordan. How is that unity? How does that pull us together? Can you imagine anybody on the right telling someone on the left to shut up? They didn't even like the way that they were looking at AOC. Some of the people on the right were looking at AOC when she was speaking some of the craziest ideas that she had. You know, solar planes, my God, sweet Jesus, for real? And when they made fun of her, well, God, it hit the roof, didn't it? Or it hit the fan, I should say. And you know what? The Democrats at Joe Biden's level are the ones that are hoping we fail. Because then they perceive they will get more power. And he brings up Franklin Roosevelt. You know, here's another guy that got kicked in the teeth when he went to pack the court, didn't he? Well, look, I'm watching Pelosi on the floor with her hand gestures. She's just so, she's so excited. She's like a little girl going to a Disneyland for the first time. Oh, my. He went on to say that Congress should pass House Resolution 1, also known as the For the People Act. See, these things always sound so good, don't they? It's a voting rights overhaul that'll keep us in office till hell freezes over. That's what he should have said. He said the GOP is staunchly opposed. Now, think about that. The GOP is opposed to the For the People Act. It's a voter rights overhaul. You see how they play this out? That's why I said they have to keep billboards across the country, every place they can get information out to people to really explain what these rules, what these laws mean. Biden says he wants to fix U.S. policy on immigration. Well, you had 8 years before, Joey B. What'd you do with that? Now he's calling on Congress to pass a reform bill with increased funding for high-tech border security. And a pathway. Well, listen, the wall they were putting up did have high-tech border security. It was a wall. It was cameras. It was drones. It was all kinds of stuff. Sensors in the ground. How much more high-tech do you want? I mean, seriously. See, it's the increased funding part that scares me. Every time they say they want increased funding, you know what that means. Joey will get another mansion. President reiterates that the Vice President Kamala Harris will lead his administration's diplomatic mission to Northern Triangle nations to address the root cause of the border crisis. Well, we didn't have this crisis before you opened it up to everybody. You cannot go down. What do you do? You're going to take over those governments? The root causes, according to your own folks, is violence, starvation. In some cases, it's the government themselves, the people say. What are you going to do, Joe? Give me a solution. What are you going to do? What do you have in mind? What's your outline? And I love this. Biden calls for implementing of tighter gun laws following the deadly mass shooting in Georgia and Colorado. What are those? I mean, you ask Senate Republicans to join Democrats in support of legislation to close loopholes. What loopholes? He wants to ban high-capacity magazines. You want to go over the last 10 years? Who committed some of these crimes? Who they belong to? The problems that they were having? You notice nowhere in there that we're talking about mental health. I'll do everything in my power to protect the American people from the epidemic of gun violence. Really? So we could send the National Guard to Chicago? You could send them to Seattle, Portland? Come on, Joe. What are you going to do? See, taking the gun away from me doesn't stop street violence. You know why? Because I'm not out in the street committing violence. You want to go start taking the illegals off. Remember the Saturday Night Specials, those kind of guns. You want to get those off the street. What's Chicago, even the gang members in Chicago, when they were talking to reporters when they did that, you know, infiltration, so to speak, but the gang members allowed them in. They're in and out in an hour and a half. When they have guns illegally, stolen guns, guns with no serial numbers on them. So you want to stop the gun violence. There's a dozen ways to do it. And there's been more and more studies of the fact that, frankly, the more people have guns, the less violence there is. I'm not talking that you turn it into the Wild West. That's not what I mean. You know, I mean, seriously. Not to slight my bipolar friends, but I got bipolar friends, and even they say they don't want guns. There are certain categories you just got to sit back and go, okay, let's see how you flush out over a period of time before you get to have one. He'll do everything he can to protect the American people, well, except at the border. Except against COVID-19 from the people coming over the border that aren't being checked. They're being let loose in major cities across the country. You need to look at the numbers, people, the real numbers. We do not have an epidemic of gun violence in this country. It's not there. Joe Mazzini, your host. If you go by numbers, if you go by feelings, it's a different story. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, President Joe Biden touted efforts to vaccinate Americans against COVID-19. He urged people to go get vaccinated.
90% of Americans now live within 5 miles of a vaccination site. Everyone over the age of 16, everyone is now eligible to get vaccinated right now, right away. Go get vaccinated, America.
And the FBI has executed search warrants at the home and office of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, with agents seizing computers and cell phones from the properties. The personal lawyer of former President Donald Trump has been under a federal investigation into his business dealings in the Ukraine. Giuliani has said that those investigations are politically motivated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. It is a you to be also. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, chat room, texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending. Now, I know people can take this out of context that are listening and hating on me. I'm talking about the police reform bill. Oh, by the way, this is just in. And I know you guys are all, you know, you're all entertainment aficionados. Actress, I think it's Jessica. Never heard that name before. Whatever. Actress Jessica Nicole pledges to no longer star in shows about law enforcement. Gee, that's just too bad. It's funny how these people in Hollywood think anybody even cares about them. Seriously. Look at me. I'm so great that I've decided that, you know, I don't believe in the police. And, oh, good. Then you call one of your drug dealer friends for help. You call one of your producers for help. You go ahead and call any one of those people. First of all, she's never starred, from what I could find. She's never starred or started on a show about law enforcement. Now, she has appeared on two other shows, or two other types of shows, right? One episode in each show. So as one fellow puts it, it's like giving up eating pasta for Lent. You know, seriously. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if the CDC was pushing seatbelts instead of masks right now, some of the stupid things they've come out with, it'd be almost in line with saying, hey, CDC now recommends that wearing a seatbelt, even when you're not in a car, will make you safer. This is how stupid this is getting. Right? It just never stops. The craziness just never stops. We'll talk a little bit about Tim Scott's rebuttal. Although I don't know what there is. I mean, really, you know, Tom Del Vecchio was on in the first hour and he said the same thing. He said, like, you know, Joe, give them some credit. People are listening. People are paying attention. And again, I say, they elected Obama twice. I'm sorry, guys, but it's why I'm not warm and fuzzy. Right? You know, they elected Obama twice. With everything that was going on, nobody seemed to care. We are back into the Obama days times 10. I am dead sure that Joey B. doesn't know what he's signing half the time. I mean, listen to the nutshot. He comes up and says, Biden cites the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Is what happened on January 6th. Is he out of his mind? Did I miss that? Was I in a coma? Is there like a couple hundred thousand people dead somewhere I don't know about? Really? And the Civil War took place because his team wouldn't give up the slaves. His team wouldn't give up the power. Maybe that's what he's talking about. They don't want to give up the power. That's why this is like that war. Am I onto something here? I don't know. But how assay? He's given out the wrong number so many times, misinformation so many times. And now he's trying to bring the violence on January 6th in line with the Civil War. Which is, you know, it's fine by me. We've done these shows over and over and over again, right? Nobody even knows what the Civil War is anymore. They don't know what it was fought for, when it was fought, what happened, and who won. Right? And yes, somebody in the chat room said it, it's so true. They want you to conform. They don't want unity. It's just like the freedom of speech thing. You have freedom of speech as long as it agrees with them. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. They don't care. They really believe that what they have is so real, so true, so right, that you have to do what they say. It's the only way you're going to save the Republic. I love this one, too. Biden calls on Congress to pass a police reform bill for the first anniversary of George Floyd's death. You know, again, with all due respect to George Floyd's family and losing a loved one under these circumstances, or any circumstances, not cool, not right. But I want you to notice that over the last few years, when I say few, I'm talking about from Obama's years forward, why are we glorifying criminals? Yeah? Look at, for all intents and purposes, right, Floyd was in possession of an illegal substance, was he not? And he should have died for that. So let's get that out of the way now so I don't have to keep saying that. But that's not my point. My point is, it's really interesting. What was it, Michael Smith or whatever his name? I mean, we got on the whole list of these people that were committing crimes, had committed crimes, had violent histories, violence in their past. One guy went to a house where he wasn't supposed to be at. I think it was his wife or his girlfriend. Had three kids in the car that he wasn't supposed to be near. A woman that he had threatened to kill. And somehow he became a hero. How did that happen? I really want to know that. Have we started to accept this stuff because we're afraid to say anything? I'm not afraid to say anything. Whether that guy was white, if George Floyd was a... I don't know. Was an Asian, half Asian, half Italian, I'd be saying something. A thief, a thug, a crook, or whatever is a thief, a thug, a crook, and a druggie. Doesn't matter what color they are. They're getting to the point where you're not allowed to say anything. Right? Love to know what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and I hate these days when we're doing this with the press, because you got to let this stuff not only sink in, you got to pull up information on it. So you're not just speaking out of turn without real information. All right, I got to do some different stories. I got to get out of this. The federal agents that raided Rudy Giuliani's New York City apartment are really looking into, it's really a Trump-involved probe, if you would. It's funny how they're not doing anything to the Biden family. Nothing at all. Right? You look at Waters, Maxine, how did her husband get so rich? What's he got going on in the banking world? Now, agents repeatedly executed a search warrant, as part of an investigation into Giuliani's alleged overseas lobbying efforts. Now, here's the thing about this. Why they keep doing this, I don't get this. Well, you know why. Giuliani had already said that he'd bring them whatever they wanted to. They could have access to whatever they wanted to. They didn't need a search warrant. Come on in. I'll bring it down. What do you want me to do? This just makes it look worse. Yeah, the Department of Justice had to serve a search warrant. No, they didn't, actually. And this is what I'm talking about. And yet, with Hillary Clinton, Yes, I'm bringing her up again. Remember, she wouldn't let them do anything. She made them leave their guns and information at the door. They couldn't record anything, and they couldn't write notes. I think that one there was one person that could take notes. I mean, it was a tea and crumpets moment for her when the FBI came to question her about the mail server. Who else gets that kind of treatment? Right? The agents seized Giuliani's electronic devices, including his cell phone. The Times characterized the raid as a major turning point in the investigation. Really? They're just such... I'm sorry, we're going to go down this road. They are just such scum. The media is just such scum. And those who are supporting Biden in these kind of raids, you're right along with that. This is not justice. This is you showing us what a thug you can actually be. I don't care if it's the DOJ or who it is. You execute these kind of things, you do these kind of things to people, it's just thuggery. I watched it happen as a kid. You know, and again, look at what John Kerry's been allowed to get away with. And I'm not just talking about this recent issue. When Trump was in office and he was going negotiating with the Iranians, it's not allowed. It's illegal. It's against the federal law. And nothing happened. You know, really. And you know, you talk about equity, equality, whatever the words are today that they're using. A California man died after being pinned to the ground for 5 minutes during an arrest. It's all on body cam. Have you heard anything? Yeah, you know why? Because he's Hispanic. Hispanics are considered white. They don't count. Don't you know? Joe Bassini, your host, listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I don't want you to be part of the problem. I want you to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is what I was just saying. Get involved and get engaged. Make sure, and I mean this sincerely, make sure you're on your game. I forgot where I was. God bless. I love when I do that to myself. Right? this is good. I got a whole bunch of little short stories to get through. The Seattle Cafe, there was a worker in there who decided that she didn't need to, nor did she want to, refuse service to a police officer. She looked right at him and said, "I won't serve you." Now, this was a Seattle a very popular Seattle coffee shop. I wonder what happens when they rob the place. Seattle Police Department officer asked for a box of chocolates and chocolate. When he fully said, "No, I won't serve you," according to the local paper. When the paper reached out to the employee, described as a white woman with green streaks in her hair, they were reportedly told in the paper to go F yourself. This is what we're raising. This is what we're allowing. This is where society is going. Remember, the nice, the kind, the tolerant, and none of those. They don't even know where to start. After the article was published, another police officer told the outlet that they were previously refused service at a different Chocolaty location. I'm telling you guys, they get robbed, don't go. They don't like you, they don't want you around. And now they're having a mass, not because of these two incidents, but they're having a mass exodus of police officers like many other police departments in Democrat-run cities. Right? After all these months of riots and looting and lack of support from the local politicians, trying to blame it on the cops, which I would think is hilarious. So what, are you mad at me so you get to go rob a store? Wow, I wish I knew that in the 70s. Acting Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz told the news this week that the department has a staffing crisis. 911 calls are going unanswered. Well, they got it covered. They got it figured out. They got it covered. They know what they're doing, right? Not a problem. Just amazing. And this isn't going to stop. And they're going to claim that it was a mess that Trump left. But these things that are going on in these major cities, right, this is all the Democrats. This all falls on the backs of the Democrats. They're the ones that don't have a problem with lawlessness. They're the ones that are allowing this to happen and thinking they're just going to burn off some steam and it's all going to go away. Well, it's not. You can't allow them to create that much havoc, that much headache, that much aggravation and think they're just going to go away. Let's see. Oh, there's a good one. We're now seeing that there's actually declining support for new gun control legislation. That means more and more Americans, and it was pretty high to begin with, don't want tougher gun laws. No, and it's declined from 3 years ago. This was a Washington Post ABC News poll. So it wasn't like it was some far right-wing, whacktoid lunatic outfit. Survey found that 50% of Americans back enacting new legislation to reduce gun violence. That number was down from a peak of 57%. And they always take these, I don't know why they take these after shootings. Take them during a normal year. Right? Despite the drop in support, the 50% backing is more than the 43% of Americans who said protecting the right to own guns should be a more important priority. It's actually up. It's up almost 10 points. So people are, you know, the news is doing a poor job, but we're able to get the information online. And people are seeing what's going on. They're seeing that it's not that the police don't care. They'd be crazy to respond. Nobody's protecting them. The latest poll was conducted after three mass shootings, including 8 people killed, at an Atlanta area Asian spa outfit. Indianapolis FedEx warehouse, there were 10 killed. Now, President Joe Biden, who earlier this month enacted executive actions regarding gun violence, he's got more pressure coming at him now. They want him to enact stricter firearm legislation. See, I think it would be crazy to them because they would drive it into the arms of SCOTUS right now. And not that there's anybody there with a strong spine that would push back. He also had vowed to push for new legislation that would enact sweeping changes to gun control laws. It's going to be really hard because even the Democrats in the Senate, many of them come from middle parts of the country where guns are accepted and understood what their purpose is. Latest survey showed 42% of Americans said they strongly believe that enacting new gun laws would be a priority, while 38% say that they strongly believe that protecting the right to own guns should be prioritized. Now, 3 years ago, strong backing for enacting new laws outpaced strong support for protecting gun rights. More than 80% of Democrats continue to back passing new gun laws, approximately the same percentage as in 2018. But opinions have shifted among Republicans and independents. GOP supporters 76% said that the protecting the right to own guns should be a high priority. That is up in just a couple of years, less than 3 years, up from 58%. Among independents, 48% said protecting the rights of gun owners should be prioritized, with 43% prioritizing gun violence laws. 3 years ago, the views of the independents were dramatically different. 58% backed prioritizing new gun laws, and 33% said protecting the rights of gun owners was more important. So you see the numbers are shifting, and they're not shifting a little bit. I mean, that's a 10-point spread. 32% of Americans said that Biden's doing too much to enact new laws trying to reduce gun violence. 32% said he's doing too little. And the rest don't even know what a gun is. Among Republicans, 60% said that Biden's doing too much to pass new laws to reduce gun violence. No, it's kind of like you want to say, Joe, do you even know what the laws are now on the books for gun, you know, gun usage and that kind of thing? Why make more laws? Why don't you enforce the ones you have? Why don't you start pounding away at the ones you've already got? Right? Survey was conducted by telephone among a random national sample of over 1,000 adults. 75% of those adults were reached by cell phone. That's scary. What do we don't have home phones anymore? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. First time purchases of firearms. I love this. They help spur U.S. gun sales. People are afraid. They're insecure in their neighborhoods, or they're insecure, I should say, in their neighborhoods. Do you blame them? The police are thinning out. They couldn't get there to begin with. Now they're thinning out. They're going to have, and you're really going to have problems getting them there quicker. Don't you think? The first-time buyers, cross-ethnic age and political groups, they're being driven by fear and uncertainty, as well as the common feeling that they must take control and protection of their family. So right. You've got to take control of protecting your family. I mean, think about what New York wanted to do. The gun law. You could only carry a gun in your house. You could only have a gun in your home to protect yourself in your house. So they're walking around your property on the outside. They tell you they're coming in to kill you. You have to wait till they actually break into the house. I'd be on that front porch, we'll just say, making a whole bunch of noise. Right? Another gun store owner, Geneva Solomon, said that, she's a Burbank. Her Burbank-based business and that of her husband have both registered an increase in sales. They're selling guns and firearms, ammunition like crazy. It's hard to get ammunition. You've got to go hunting it down. And in California, it's a real bear. Because you're going to pass a background check every single time you buy it. Now, the observations, when you talk about this record-breaking gun purchasing going on, the FBI backs the numbers. Every year, every month, whatever, we're seeing record numbers of people buying firearms, and they're not right-wing waxwhites. They're rank-and-file members of the public that are worried. They're worried about the right. They're worried about the left. It doesn't even matter what side they're on. I got some people on the right. I would not want carrying a gun around my house. I'll put it that way. Joe Mancini, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at, write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, come on back the next hour. We're here. We're going to be making a lot of noise.